This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. The Union Cabinet approved the launch and implementation of the Regional Connectivity Scheme Modified Udaan for a period of 10 years from 2026-27 to 2035-36 with a total outlay of 28,840 crore rupees. Briefing media on Cabinet decisions, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said 100 airports will be developed from unserved airstrips to boost regional connectivity.
Today, a proposal has been approved with an outlay of 28,840 crore rupees. This is for the modified Udaan scheme, essentially Udaan 2.0. Under this, 100 new airports will be developed in a challenge mode. State governments will be given the challenge to decide their priorities regarding where the airports should be built. They will also be responsible for clearing any issues related to land or permissions on a priority basis. Once these are resolved, those airports will be taken up under this project.
Mr. Vaishnav informed that the cabinet also approved a 5-year extension of the immigration, visa, foreigners registration and tracking scheme from 1st April 2026 till March 2031 with an outlay of 1800 crore rupees. The cabinet has also approved India's climate plan for 2031-35, enhancing Paris Agreement goals. India has committed to reduce emissions intensity of its GDP by 47% by 2035 from 2005 level. Government yesterday convened an all-party meeting on the West Asia situation at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting, which was attended by Home Minister Amit Shah, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, Petroleum Minister Hardeep Puri, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, JDU Working President Sanjay Jha, Rajiv Ranjan Singh and other leaders. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Rijiju thanked members of all parties who participated, stating that all questions and concerns raised by opposition leaders were addressed by the government. He added that all opposition parties have assured their support for the government in the measures it takes in response to the situation. Congress leaders Mukul Vasnik and Tariq Anwar, CPIM MP John Bitta, Samajwadi MP Dharmendra Yadav and other opposition leaders were also present. The government said the country has the capacity of refining 26 crore ton crude oil and urged citizens to stop believing in rumours and avoid panic buying. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said this while addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held yesterday. Special Secretary of the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha said that in the last 24 hours, 50 Indian seafarers have been repatriated and brought back to India. The Lok Sabha has passed the Finance Bill 2026 by voice vote. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-27, the House gave its nod to the amendments moved by the government. Meanwhile, replying to the discussion on the Bill 2026 in the House yesterday, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the government is empowering the MSMEs, farmers and cooperatives. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwani Vaishnav yesterday chaired a meeting of the Parliamentary Consultative Committee of the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. The agenda of the meeting focused on issues related to artificial intelligence, AI, emerging technologies and electronics hardware manufacturing. In his welcome remarks, Mr. Vaishnav underlined that AI and related emerging technologies are transforming the world today, making it a highly relevant topic for discussion by the committee. He also informed the committee that electronics manufacturing in the country has made significant progress over the last decade. He noted that manufacturing has grown sixfold, electronics exports have increased eightfold, and the sector currently employs 25 lakh people in the country. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta yesterday inaugurated the International Film Festival Delhi IFFD 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in the national capital. The week-long festival will showcase over 130 films from across the world, marking a major addition to India's global cinema calendar. Indian archers won 2 bronze medals yesterday in the first stage of the Asia Cup World Ranking Tournament in Bangkok. In the women's recurve event, the trio of Ruma Biswas, Kirti and Riddhi Fora defeated Malaysia 5-1 to win the bronze medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.